The White House is backing a move that would increase oversight of cryptos. We're joined now by Meltem Demirer's Chief Strategy Officer at CoinShares. Meltem, always great to have you here with us. So let's just start with this. What kind of pain do you think investors really are going to expect on cryptocurrency, at least in the short term, if we get some of this regulation and some of this oversight coming through?
Yeah, that's such a great question. And thanks for having me back on a summer Friday. Look, what we've seen so far the last month, we've had a lot of mixed sentiment. We've had regulatory action against BlockFi, against Binance. Regulators clearly are waking up to the reality that crypto is an asset class. Crypto is a massive and growing market. Today, we're sitting at around $1.7 trillion of total value in the crypto market, of which roughly 45% is Bitcoin and another 20% roughly is Ethereum. Look, I think at the end of the day, a lot of this bill is really not that consequential in the sense that the bill is focused on raising tax revenues by increasing reporting requirements. Crypto is not a shadowy corner of finance. Cryptocurrency companies have been regulated since 2013. People in the United States, 45 million Americans own cryptocurrencies. They're paying taxes on them. Really what this is, it's setting the stage for, I think, more regulatory action that is to come. And fundamentally, it's trying to fit an industry into a mold that simply doesn't fit into. You can't regulate a software developer or a blockchain node like a broker dealer. So I think there's some fundamental incompatibilities that need to be worked through. And the crypto community is out there. We are loud. We've been calling the Senate. We've been calling our senators. And we're going to push back hard against this because it simply makes no sense.
I know at CoinShares, you pay attention to flows, inflows and outflows of the different cryptocurrencies. Yep. And I'm wondering, now we have Bitcoin above $40,000 once again. What have those inflows and outflows been like over the past week?
Yeah, that's such a great question. So at CoinShares, we just reported our Q2 earnings. We have $5 billion in assets under management on our platform, which is focused primarily on the European market, since the U.S. market does not yet allow for publicly listed passive exposure to crypto directly. But what we've seen is, despite this Bitcoin uptrend, we've continued to see outflows from Bitcoin and Ethereum-focused publicly listed, publicly traded products. Overall, AUM globally is still sitting at around $35 billion, but we have seen outflows for four consecutive weeks. Prior to that, in early July, we had 1 week where we saw inflows, but prior to that, we had another six weeks of outflows. So I think what we're seeing, particularly with institutional investors, is a little bit of skittishness. Always going into the summer, I think there's uncertainty. We saw people taking profits. A lot of these investors had allocated in late 2020, early 2021. So they're sitting on sizable gains and probably want to crystallize some of those given some of the uncertainty. But we're monitoring closely and we publish our weekly fund flows report every Monday morning. So I encourage folks to check that out to get more information.
So where do you see Bitcoin heading then after this? You know, as we just had that chart up, it's now above that 40,000 level. It's been some time since we've seen it achieve that. It was sitting in the 30s and even dropped below 30,000 not too long ago. And I think so many folks were wondering when we're going to get back to that 70,000 level that where investors were incredibly excited about. I think we had conversations at that time about how Bitcoin was going to go to 100,000. We are far off from some of those levels that we had seen earlier in the year. I mean, just to say the least. So when do you think we're going to see Bitcoin really hit that run again and perhaps get back to some of those old levels and even perhaps even surpass them?
Yeah, that's the question on everyone's mind. And I'm ready. I have my Bitcoin 100K hat. I think I've showed this off before. I'm very excited about it. Look, I think, honestly, we expected things to be slow going into the summer. We expected regulatory action. I don't think anyone is surprised by what we're seeing across the globe. But I was surprised, frankly, to see this much activity in August. We were anticipating that things would pick up in mid-September when people returned from summer vacation. More importantly, importantly, when people return to offices post-COVID and people started gathering in person again, now that we're looking at the Delta variant, 10-year rates, you know, sitting at lows of, I think we're at 113 right now, I think people are looking at Bitcoin more seriously. JP Morgan and other bulge bracket banks are looking at putting Bitcoin products on their platforms in different constructions. So we've been, frankly, surprised by this summer activity. And I think a lot of firms have been caught off guard by it. Everyone's a little bit lightweight right now and trying to get longer. We see that reflected in the futures and options market on the Bitcoin side as well. A lot of long-dated calls at higher prices. So price target for us, you know, we don't have a specific price target in mind, but we definitely look at sentiment, demand, and market flows. And all of those are trending up and to the right. And so in our view, we'll expect through Q3 and Q4 to continue to see price action, high trading volume. And I think, again, the demand for cryptocurrencies is evidenced by this bill. It's not going anywhere. And all of this media attention and all of this discussion around crypto in Congress is only going to increase the mind share that crypto, and in particular Bitcoin, has in the minds of everyday Americans as an investable asset class.
All right. Well, hopefully before too long, you'll be able to put that hat on and celebrate Bitcoin 100
day. I'm going to do it with you. I promise, Miles and Julie, I do it on your program. So we're locked.
All right. We look forward to it. Meltem Demirer, Chief Strategy Officer at CoinShares. Always great to have you here with us. Thanks so much.